Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
Damn, it really does feel good to be a gangster, doesn't it? Huh? Man, oh man.
And it does, and it does.
Gangster. All right, welcome to it, the Plan B Morning Show. Did you say it stinks down there?
I don't know. Something's a little off.
No, no, maybe it's the litter box you have down there.
I mean, it is over there, but usually that's not the case.
Meow.
Might be, though.
Meow.
Let me go check it real quick. I'll be right back.
What'd your cat eat last night? All right.
The same thing. It eats. It is. Doesn't that suck? Real quick. I know we got to get into the topic. Like, don't you feel bad sometimes? Like, I look at my cat. I'm like, you've eaten the same thing every single day. And he's still hungry for it.
Yep.
I can't wait for it.
I know.
Like,
we get,
aren't you, sometimes you're just like, damn, like, give me something different.
We get mad when we have leftovers for the third night in a row.
Exactly.
And
you got a cat heat that in a microwave.
Ugh. Let's go get something else. Make anything else. I'm tired of leftovers.
You know? Yeah.
Cats and dogs eat the same thing every day. All animals do.
They love it.
No, to be fair, though, he's also going out and eating, you know, rodents and all that stuff. So.
Oh, yeah. Maybe that's why he goes out and murders. Right.
Well, if this is all you're going to give me, I'm going to go murder something, okay? I need some blood. I need some blood on my lips. Mm. Raving psycho.
Thought about that the other day, though. I'm like, wow.
Yep.
If you had to eat one meal, like didn't we do a show on that for the rest of your life?
We talked about that. Eat only one thing for the rest of your life. What would it be?
Man.
Yeah.
That's tough, though.
Because even with stuff you love, it's nice to change it up. Yep. You know what I mean?
Cat doesn't even get a choice.
No.
It's whatever we pick.
Or, again, he goes out and murders things. And then he's got
That's true.
Raw mouse. Throw that. He's got like a little grill out in the back. He's throwing mouse burgers out.
A little grill. Tiny little steaks.
Yep. It's great.
What's he doing out there? What's he doing?
Got some mouse kebabs.
Some mouse.
Yeah, mouse kebabs. Great. Tail's nice and crunchy. It's the best part.
All right.
Psycho. Hey, we got to get to it. It's time for your topic of the day, brought to you by Sports 44. Try Sports 44 for sporting gear, shoes, clothes, school spirit wear, equipment, and more. Located 2605 South Cleveland Avenue in St. Joe. Sports 44 Sporting Goods for all four seasons. Your topic for today, what would you stand in a 1 mile long line for? All right. That's a long line. All right.
This is an easy one.
Okay. What do you stand?
Get my license plate renewed, of course. Oh, wait. I already do that.
I already do that, don't I?
I already do that.
God
That's right.
Almighty.
Huh. Ah. That sucks.
Good answer. Good answer.
I got an answer. Do you have an answer?
Yeah. I mean, there's a couple of goofy things I'd stand in a mile long line for, so.
There's one thing that I thought of, and I'm like, it's for two reasons. And it would be to get into a rocket and go to space. Or maybe to the moon.
To the moon?
Yeah.
Like safely.
It's because it's two things. First off, the view. Absolutely. It'd be cool to see Earth from
space.
From that perspective,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
The other part of it, it's just the feeling of being in that rocket shooting you through the atmosphere.
That's got to be the coolest part, right? Just the...
I mean...
You know?
How fast does a rocket go?
Fast.
Look that up. Google that real quick, could you?
Google.
Fast is it? I mean, could you imagine feeling that power?
Does a rocket go in
space? I mean, it's ridiculous.
Speed is 7.9 kilometers per second. As orbit corresponds to 20 times the speed of sound. Wait, is that going in there?
I think that's when you're in space.
Earth. Oh, okay, so here you go. Earth to a low Earth orbit, 17,000 mm-hmm. miles per hour required.
Yeah.
Earth.
17,000 miles an hour. Does your skin just.
Well, it gets even.
What's your face look like?
It gets even faster. Earth to Earth escape, 24,200 miles an hour.
That's insane.
To lunar orbit, 25,700 miles an hour. That's fast.
I mean, wow. Could you imagine?
Yeah, I'd wait a mile-long line for that, to experience that.
Put your seatbelt on.
Yeah.
We're about to go 24,000 miles an hour.
Excuse me, my seatbelt won't latch. Oh, you're dead. You're dead.
Hey, roll your window up, all right? We're about to take off.
It's got the little crank. It's got the crank window. Like,
crank.
Wait, hold on. Does this spaceship have a crank window? That can't be right.
It also has a smoker's window, too, one of those little triangular.
Leave that open. I farted. You got to vent this out.
We're about to go 25,000.
All right. We got her open. That really cool you off, man. That really cool you off.
You know.
But, no, I like that. No, I think that's a fair answer. You're waiting in line,
yeah.
A mile-long line to experience that, because most of us.
Not a lot of people experience that,
no.
You know.
No. Yeah, your face just peeled back. For me, you're going to hate my answer. You're absolutely going to hate it. Oh, I would made, right. I would wait in a mile-long line to shake Aaron Rodgers' hand. I would.
I think it's more than shake his hand, Brock.
I would wait in a mile-long line to have sex with Aaron Rodgers, all right?
You'd show up. You'd be the only one. It'd be like Wally World. Why did he park way in back?
Why do you have a condom with you to meet Aaron Rodgers?
And instead of the moose up front, it'd be Aaron Rodgers. Sorry, folks.
I would. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is an idol of mine, all right? And again, before everyone gets all freaked out about as far as a football player, all right? I'm a diehard Packer fan.
The guy can throw a football well, and he can read defenses. You know, whoop-diddy-whoop.
God.
He's good at Jeopardy. He's just a normal guy.
That I want to have sex with. What?
He like...
Wait a mile.
You look like Nicolas Cage from Con Air. This is the guy you idolize.
You know what? The song I would walk 500. I would do 1,000 miles. All right, just for Aaron Rodgers.
Jeez, what a terrible answer.
It's a great answer. All right, what, you wouldn't wait in a mile long line to meet Tom Brady, huh?
I mean, it'd be cool, fun, but it's just a guy. You know.
I know, and then there's people who've just, like, met him walking down the street, and I'm like, why can't that be me? You know that story about that Bears fan, that lady and her kid who are Bears
was
fans?
Walking down the street with Aaron.
And then Aaron, like, just walked, like, 6 blocks with him? No.
Yeah.
Some ungrateful little bastard Bears fan got to meet him, but I didn't. I got to wait a mile just to have sex with the guy. It's ridiculous.
What if he got up to him and gave you the cold shoulder? What if he was like, ugh.
You know what? I'd probably be fine with it. You know? I'd be fine with it.
Would you still be a fan?
I would. You know what? Aaron Rodgers can spit in my face and be like, all right, that's fine. It's Aaron Rodgers. Good luck on the Super Bowl, man. I hope you get another one. I love you, Aaron Rodgers. Anyway. Hey, we got some awesome answers on Facebook. Way better than ours. What would you stand in a 1-mile-long line for? Let's see. Melissa said to be debt-free. That's a good answer. Right? All right. Yeah. Hey, you wait in this line. Debt gone. Don't owe any money. I like that.
Isn't that? That's sad. I'm not saying just for her. That's for a lot of people, you know? But think about that. It's you live your life that way. Always with that on your shoulders.
And be willing to wait in a mile-long line just to say, hey, we're done? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it shouldn't be that way, but that's a good answer, especially for everyone who has debt, myself included. Let's see. Jeremy said he'd wait in a mile-long line for tickets to Pearl Jam. Is there any band, Hunter, that you would wait in a mile-long line
for? Mile-long line for?
Yeah, to get tickets to see. Now, if we want to be really, you know, out there with it, how about alive or dead musicians? Like, I'd probably do it to see Bon Scott alive with AC/DC. I'd wait in a mile-long line.
Probably the Beatles.
God, shut up. Don't even.
I know, it'd piss you off. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe Elvis. I don't know. There you go.
That's a good one. I like that. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
You know?
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a mile.
There's other things in life that I'd wait a mile for sure.
Yeah.
And it's not that I don't like going to concerts. It's always a blast. It's always fun.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't want to say once you've seen one, you've seen... No, that's not the case.
Yeah, I think it'd have to be really like a baller-ass concert for sure or something like that.
Can you get the feeling back of that first concert?
No, probably not. No, I mean, they're still really exciting.
I mean, you get different feelings from different bands.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Well, this is different because it's a different time, you know?
Yeah.
But the actual concert experience itself, especially if you go to a good one right off the bat.
Well, as I said, my first concert was Kiss, Kiss, Ted Nugent, and Skid Row. Yeah. I was like, damn. And it was the first time I saw rock and roll boobies there. It was awesome on a big screen. Like, you don't forget
Def Leppard.
You don't forget that. Def Leppard, right? You know?
Yeah.
Hey, you don't forget that. But anyway. There's a couple I might be willing to wait a little bit for. You know, there's a couple people, and I like it, but we'll do Trisha. The answer is nothing. Nothing could make me stand in line that long.
Absolutely nothing.
And a couple people like, nothing. And you know what? All joking aside, talking about this, one of the things I hate in life is waiting in line. Like that to me, because you know what happens is like there's such a societal breakdown in lines for some reason. And what kills me is you got people lollygagging off in La La Land. Like just pay attention when it's open. Like when you're standing in line for a self-checkout and the person doesn't see the open thing, I am always the first one to go, hey, that one's open over there. I know it may seem rude, but if you're not paying, look, we gotta stay on it, people. Let's go. Let's go. So I think
the longest line you've ever waited in.
Oh,
mine was probably Cedar Point.
Actually, you know, and you know what I did? Dragster. Go right along with you on that, Hunter. Me and some buddies went to, it wasn't Cedar Point, it was Six Flags. And we waited in one line. After we got through that line, we said, where's the office where you get the speed pass? Because I am never doing that again. Never.
Again.
Yeah, again. Again.
Yeah, it was. It was like 2 hours, man.
Dude, woo! For a 30-second ride or a 60-second ride? No, no.
And that line just moves slow for some reason, man.
Yeah.
Let's go. Let's go.
Let's see. We got some other answers. Bill said to get the mortgage paid off. Yeah, I think I could swing that. Mile-long line. Are you done?
Mm-hmm.
Mortgage paid off. Right. Okay, now here. We'll end with Ryan's, and this will be kind of a good, I think, good outro for this. You wait in a 1 mile long. He said $100,000 or more. What would be your start money to wait in a mile long line? $100,000 isn't bad. I might have to bump that price up, though, because...
You'd bump it up more?
I think so.
I'd wait in a mile-long line for...
$50?
$10,000.
$10,000?
How slow is the line moving? That's the question. I mean, a mile long is long.
That is long.
That's four times around the track. Think about that.
Well, think about... Okay, let's say you walk up, you get your thing, you move on. Well, a mile is how many feet?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'd do it for, at that point.
So, that's...
A couple grand?
5,280 feet. Let's say you're getting a foot ahead each step. That's 5,280 steps. That's a lot of steps, man.
It's a lot of steps.
It's a lot of steps.
It's a lot of money.
That's true. But
What else are you doing?
I got the time. Man, I got the time.
We all have the time. Trust me.
I'm like, I got anywhere else to be, all right?
You know? Get your iPhone out. Put your AirPods in.
Might be doable. I don't know, though. I think your phone would probably...
Start scrolling.
You better have a battery pack in there, man, because...
What you're doing anyway.
That's what you're doing anyway. That's true. Good point. We're all just in line to death. That's all we're doing. There we're all go. Just in a line towards death. That's it.
The pearly gates. Well, some of us.
I don't know. Straight to hell. Straight to hell. Even longer line. Unbelievable.
That's the fast pass.
Right? That's the fast pass right now. Hey, thanks for coming. Damn it. Anyway, hey, we got to take a break. We got more coming up. It's the Plan B Morning Show.